Good morning. It's August 3rd, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Roller Coaster. Can anything separate us from Christ's love? I am sure that nothing can. Not death, life, angels, or ruling spirits. I am sure that nothing now, nothing in the future, nothing above or below us, nothing in the whole created world will ever be able to separate us from love God has shown us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, 33 through 34 and 38 through 39, ERV. When I left the office today and the last patient had been seen, I had an opportunity to experience one of those things that makes it all worthwhile. A patient of mine for the last 20 years or so invited me to come to her home and take a picture with her kids, all six of whom I had delivered personally. Well, in my 35 years of practice, the double hat trick was a record for me. I drove the short distance to her house and we spent 20 minutes laughing while we tried to herd her kids into one picture. They ranged from 9 years down to 8 weeks, and it was exactly like herding cats. Laughing, giggling cats. The older kids had all drawn me thank you cards, and they all reportedly helped make the lemon pie they presented to me. It would be hard to imagine a bigger smile on my face as I drove away. 30 seconds after I pulled from the curb, my nurse texted to say that a patient of mine needed to be induced the following morning when I would be on call. She had come into triage and labor and delivery at 33 weeks pregnant with no sense of movement all day. The triage nurses couldn't find a heartbeat. Sonogram confirmed that for no discernible reason, she and her husband were about to experience the worst thing a parent can go through. I would, once again, for the umpteenth time, experience it with them. My emotional high, shared with the mom and her six kids, whom I had delivered, vaporized in an instant. I had seen the woman with the stillbirth in the office just 6 days before. Medicine is like that, often an emotional roller coaster. 1 minute reveling in the happiness of a beautiful family, another feeling the anguish of a young couple who had dreams for their young daughter, who now had only sorrow and questions. When bad things happen in medicine, it's very hard not to wish desperately that somehow you could have done something different to alter the outcome. I had seen her the previous week. Should I have picked up on something? Was there some clue about what was about to occur? The parents of a stillborn or any other reproductive disaster question their own role in the same way. Unfortunately, they sometimes become convinced that something they did caused this to happen, all the way from a glass of wine to exercising too hard. Some even feel they might be being punished by God for something they've done in the past. I'm sure it all applies to other walks of life as well. For example, there are many times, for all of us, when we walk away from an exchange regretting our role immediately. We might think, often erroneously, that we could have avoided a bad result had we only reacted or said something differently. In short, regret can end up being tied to guilt, and guilt is a poison that can quickly begin to erode your self-worth. Guilt will make you feel unloved in a heartbeat. In these situations, it's always a good idea to hit the pause button and bring it to God. Why? Because through the Word, through prayer, through supportive friends, you'll be reminded that nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. The reason the gospel means good news is that Christ's sacrifice has purchased your freedom. Freedom from guilt. Freedom from shame. Freedom from the tyranny of a forever failed march under the law. Yes, I feel pain for the couple's awful ordeal. I feel somehow responsible, as do they, even though the evidence doesn't support that conclusion. But any feeling of guilt is short-lived. Even had I done something, or failed to do something, that led to a loss as bad as this, I know that I was forgiven 2,000 years ago on a hillside outside of Jerusalem, by a God that loves me more than I can imagine. The best I can do is anything within my power to make sure that this young couple knows it as well. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. How blessed we are that you have assured us absolutely nothing can separate us from your love. Life may present us with all sorts of curves, but we need not to question our worth, because you have made it clear that we are each priceless in your eyes. Amen.
We'll see you tomorrow.